7:54, 52 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Let's dive right into it. Retirement benefits for public school employees. Where are we with that?
Well, it looks like we have a deal with the three leaders in state government, the governor and Senate Majority Leader and House Speaker. The deal would be that we're going to postpone any discussion on ending what's called MPSRS, which is the School Employee Retirement Plan, until we finish a study from a third party to see if there's any real savings attached to that. In the meantime, they're going to do some changes to the teacher health care portion, where teachers would end up paying more for their retirement. Plus, we would pre-fund that system so that it's solvent and we end the 27, well, not end, but scale back by a little bit the $27 billion unfunded liability on that particular benefit.
All right. Is there any changes to the income tax?
Not yet, but there will be probably by the end of the day today after it goes to the governor. And that would be that we would see a reduction in the rate, but only 3 months early, from 4.35% to 4.25% for our state income tax. And there will probably be an increase in the exemption for this year, and then it would scale upwards for the next for the following years by a small amount. It would be a $150 increase for the coming income tax year for the personal exemption. So that will be a change. It's not going to save a hell of a lot. Let me, oh, geez, should I have said that on the air, Tony?
Yeah, you should say that, Kyle, when you get fired up about it. I know you were up late last night, so you're good.
It's only going to save about 15 bucks for the average family. You know, it's not a startling amount of money, but, you know, it's something. And the Republicans in the House are trying to save a bit more. You know, one of the fun things to look out for, though, Tony, is the Democrats are going to start having some fun with the Republicans' insistence on fooling around with the income tax, and they're going to pitch a proposal, allegedly today, to just completely eliminate the income tax. I don't know if they're going to end up having the stones to go ahead and try that, but the amendments were all prepared yesterday, and we'll see if they introduce them.
Where are we with the abortion bills?
Well, the House yesterday approved a, there were three bills involved in trying to deter abortions, and one did get passed by the House yesterday, but it's not the one that bans abortions after 20 weeks, which is the one that has all the women's groups and progressives all riled up. That one didn't pass the House yesterday, and that makes you kind of wonder if that one's even going to go at all. What did pass was a bill that they say would try and put some more safety mechanisms in and make sure that those institutions that perform abortions have these proper equipment and so forth. It's equipment they say they don't need. It just increases costs unnecessarily. But that one did pass the House and went to the Senate. Senate isn't going to take that up until maybe September at the earliest. The other bills we'll just have to keep an eye on to see if the Republicans go ahead and go for it. I mean, if they try something like the 20 weeks, it's going to put the governor in an uncomfortable position. And if he signs it, then they'll get instantly sued. And the state would have to deal with a lawsuit defending that. And, you know, do they really want to go down that road? That's a question I think hasn't been answered yet.
All right, Kyle, I got about 30 seconds left. We'll find out the details to the governor's plan to get the new bridge built from Detroit to Windsor.
Yeah, we're going to find out Friday, apparently. We haven't been told the details on this press conference yet, but I'm told I may need my passport, so that tells me that we're going to need to go to Windsor. The House and the Senate isn't exactly excited about this because obviously the governor is going to try and end around them. And the Ambassador Bridge isn't excited either, which is why they're putting together their ballot proposal to try and kill it on the ballot here in November.
All right. Kyle Malin is with the MERS newsletter. He's the editor, MIRSnews.com. Thanks, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Tony.
It's 8:59, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. What are the details on the city of Detroit and putting in place an emergency manager? Rich Hurl, WILS's news director, will give you the details on that next.